Sherry Ezell Vandersloos. My husband, Jim, and I reside here in Mendon, Massachusetts, in the United States, at Maple Farm Sanctuary, and we take care of more than 100 rescued animals that have either been abused, abandoned, or unwanted. And we also try to teach people about a nonviolent vegan way of life.
Gracious viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's show features the elevating story of vegans Jim Vandersloos and Sherry Ezell Vandersloos, and their love-filled Maple Farm Sanctuary, a caring refuge for animals since 1998. The Vandersloos family practiced dairy farming for many years on the very same 48-hectare plot of land on which the sanctuary is now located. Like all dairies, the operation repeatedly cycled through heartless processes that are associated with meat and milk production.
My husband is a third-generation dairy farmer, and the property that we reside on was owned by his father and his uncle. And there's a lot of history here. Many, many cows went through these doors, giving their babies, their milk, and their lives.
After meeting each other, Sherry joined her goat milking business with Jim's dairy farm. Deep within, both felt a profound connection with animals, but at the time blocked this love in their hearts because their actions were leading to the deaths of goats and cows.
My grandparents came from a farm family in Canada, so I learned at a very early age about dairy farming and the consequences with the animals. But being very young, I simply became conditioned to the fact that milk and meat came from these animals, and the disconnect came very quickly. Even though I loved animals, I always had a dog. I always would be picking up stray animals and nursing them back to health. So animals were always a part of my life. Jim, he always told me how much he loved the cows. But again, there was that disconnect in the process where you can't become close to these animals because ultimately they are sent to death one way or another.
We raise the animals humanely. We love these animals. You talk about humane farming. We were about as humane as you could get. But once that throat is sliced, it's not humane. It's cruel. It's painful. They're full of fear.
Cows are very serene and giving animals. Mothers develop a lifelong bond with their calves and will do their utmost to protect their young. However, on dairy farms, they never get a chance to be with their offspring, as the babies are immediately taken away.
She gives birth, and the moment she's given birth, the calf is taken away from her, which is a very sad moment, because the mother will call for her calf for up to 2 weeks, and the baby will call for her mother for quite a while. That's how they bond. They call to one another. The moment the baby hits the ground and the mother knows it's there, they begin talking to one another and they bond.
The grass-grazing goats are peace-loving animals known for their intelligence and love of companionship. Baby goats are called kids and are very trusting and playful. A kid is very close to their mother and loves to try and leap onto their mom's back. Sherry and Jim raised the kids like their own children and struggled within themselves when selling their baby goats for meat.
The moment we put the goat in the sling to be weighed, the baby would look at me and the eyes would just tell me that I was betraying them. And the scale was one thing. we'd weigh them, and then we'd take them out of the scale, and then I'd lay them down on their side, and then the customer would hogtie them. The moment they started to be hogtied, they would look into my eyes and start to cry, and you could see the fear and the mistrust and the questioning. It's like, what are you doing to me? I let them take the baby goats, and I would start to cry sometimes, and I'd have to walk away. The first few times we watched the customers simply pick them up like a piece of luggage and throw them into the back of their truck, or throw them into the trunk of their car and slam the trunk shut, and I could hear the babies crying.
One day, Jim and I got to the point where we were standing at the gate where the goats would leave, and we had just hogtied a couple of our little babies that weighed about 30 pounds, and they were going off for someone's Easter dinner. And they were crying in the trunk of the car being driven away, and Jim and I looked at each other with tears in our eyes, and almost simultaneously we said, I can't do this anymore. And it was our epiphany, and it was then that we began our journey of how do we stop farming animals and how do we start helping animals.
After this brief pause, we will have more from our interview with Sherry Ezel Vandersloos. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Goats and they came pregnant, and I got to deliver some babies again. There's nothing like having the babies delivered and letting them stay on their mom and seeing that relationship grow.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's show features the uplifting story of the peaceful Maple Farm Sanctuary in Massachusetts, USA. With their compassion awakened, Sherry Ezel Vandersloos and Jim Vandersloos wished to end their involvement in animal agriculture. During the first stage of the transition process in turning the farm into a sanctuary, the couple was unable to care for all the goats on the farm at the time. But luckily, with the assistance of several local animal sanctuaries, they found a solution.
I called an animal rights organization and I told them what we were doing. And they said, don't worry, you're doing the right thing. And they gave me a list of animal sanctuaries. And I found Omani Farm Animal Sanctuary in Pennsylvania. And they said that they would take half of our goats, that would ease our financial burden, because it still costs money to support the goats, but we wanted to keep some, but not farm them. So they came up one day with a rented trailer, and I had my list of the goats, because I had family groups, they're all in family groups, and they came up and they took various family groups, and they went down to Pennsylvania, and the rest stayed here. And that was tough also, but at least I knew they were going to a good home.
As a result of profound transformation of consciousness, the couple also made a complete lifestyle change, which included a new diet.
Well, the emotional transition in the beginning was very rocky, and I guess it was because of what we did already do. And then that reflected on what we want to do to make things better. And reflecting on all that, we saw how violent everything was. There's so much violence in getting food to our table. And we wanted to live a non-violent lifestyle. And so there was that emotion of wanting to be non-violent. It was in our heart, it seemed to come naturally, and we felt that eating vegan was so right. It was non-violent. It helped the animals. It helped people's health. You don't need the drugs that they seem to hand out left and right to bring your cholesterol down, your blood pressure down. You just eat vegan and you don't need that medication. You don't need the stents. You don't need the bypass surgery. And it was coming to all of those realizations that just helped us finally settle down into this lifestyle. And that's what we try to teach.
Now let us meet some of the lovely residents of this tranquil animal refuge.
Lamb that we rescued that came from a farm that had just had triplets, and one was very weak and they were going to just let her die, so I asked if I could take her. And the same with the two little goats. They had been born a week before, a little bit, and they too were very weak, so we asked if we could take them and raise them up, because again they were going to be left to die. And we were lucky enough to get them, and we kept them in the house, and now they're growing up and doing quite well. The two llamas, Milkweed and Pedro, were going to go to slaughter, and we rescued them, and they have just been shorn. That's why they have such short coats. And Dragon was rescued from slaughter, and the Jersey cow over there, Habibi. I bottle raised Habibi, and now she's living out her life here and not worrying about going to production. These ducks, the original duck is Cuddles, which is the one with the most orange bill, and he was actually purchased at a fair as a duckling, and the people couldn't care for him anymore, so they brought him here. But he was very in tune with people. He didn't really know he was a duck. And we went and we rescued two female ducks for him to have as companions, and when they came, they knew they were ducks, and they were chasing after him just to be with him. But he didn't know he was a duck, and he was scared to death to be with these two ducks, but now he's quite devoted, and he's adjusted, and now they're very happy. They wander around the farm during the day, and they come in the chicken door in the barn at night and sleep in the barn.
We sincerely appreciate Sherry Easel Vandersluis's sharing the wonderful story of her leaving animal agriculture and bringing joy and love to the world through caring for animals. Vibrant viewers, please join us again tomorrow for the second and final part of our uplifting talk with Sherry Easel Vandersluis on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. For more information on the Maple Farm Sanctuary, please visit www.maplefarmsanctuary.org. Thank you for joining us today for our program. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment, after Noteworthy News. May the entire world be awakened now and quickly adopt the compassionate, life-affirming, organic, vegan lifestyle.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.